Have you ever heard of taking a lump of that batter and cooking it just like that without the hole?
No. We put the hole in it in this area.
What about these things that a lot of people like to have them for breakfast? You make up the batter and you pour them out, hot skillet.
Pancakes.
Are they called anything else around here?
No. I mean, I've heard them called other things, flannel cakes.
Flannel cakes?
Mm-hmm. But the pancakes are
the same. Don't call them hot cakes?
Only on menus at Holiday Inns, I think they're called.
Not flapjacks?
Not flapjacks either.
About, how much flour would you say would come in a sack about that size?
10 pounds.
What about the two parts of an egg? They're the
white and the yolk.
And the yolk is what color?
Yellow, unless it's very bad.
What about some ways of cooking eggs?
Fried, boiled, scrambled. There's 1 million ways of, you can bake them, you can
poach
them, you can coddle.
Coddle.
Mm-hmm.
What does that involve?
That's where you take them. It's about the same as a poached egg, only it just, you put it in a oven-proof bowl, put it in the oven. With a lot of butter around it and let it just sort of a baked egg.
Mm-hmm. What about the meat that you would cook along with your greens? What would you call that?
Well, usually we use pork in there, you know, in some way, and usually used to be we'd use fatback in there, hog jaw, or something like that. Now, of course, you use whatever you can get, bacon or...
If you wanted to buy a lot of bacon and not have it sliced up, say you buy a whole
slab.
Do some people call that the middling? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I heard it. That or the side meat. Which is about the same area that your bacon is cut from now. It's a little higher on the hog's carcass.
Well, what about, smoked meat? What sort of meat would be smoked?
In pork, you would smoke any of the parts, you know, your shoulders, hams, jaws, and your side meat. Yeah, everything except the backbone or the tenderloins, which they pulled and ate fresh.
Well, what about another kind of meat that people like to eat for breakfast? It's hot.
Sausages, ground up sausage.
What do you call a man who deals in meat exclusively? Or at least, what did you use to call one?
They were butchers.
What would you say if your meat has been kept too long? You'd say that the meat's done what?
It's turned rancid, turned rank, it's gone bad.
Maybe spoiled?
Spoiled is a little worse than those things I were telling you. When it turns rancid, when it's rank, you could still probably use it, or